guys, welcome to another podcast here with Agri and me. Me being Agri and Brian being the me part. And so today we're just going to do a quick podcast about pretty much why we don't podcast anymore and of our day. Our lives have changed and how today made us realize all of that just today.
Yes, I would like to start off with, I had a great day, wonderful day. I've been having a great time off not podcasting, mainly because before when I would not podcast or do any video creation, content, creative work, I would just get depressed and beat myself down. But lately, I think I've been having fun and actually enjoying my life and having fun actually with Abigail and enjoying her company. And I got new friends, so like got to hang out with the homies now, so that's why I'm busy. But I'm actually like, just because we hang out with them actually like encourages us to be more active because like we spend time there and it's like, okay, now it's work time. So we come home and either edit a video, shoot a video, or when we're with them, we actually shoot videos, which is really fun.
Vlogs. Because now we actually do things.
Yeah, like today we went to a nature reserve park. I think that's what it was. I don't know. There was turtles and birds and junk, which I really don't care about. I was just really having fun joking around with everyone.
And crazy squirrels.
Oh my God. That was funny. Guys, check that out. That's going to be totally in today's vlog on Abigail's channel, Abigail's Life. She wasn't attacked or anything. She was just approached by a squirrel.
I was really, really scared because I've never had a squirrel that really like just walked towards me and just like came at me like that. I just felt very scared and offended and somewhat threatened.
Offended? Why?
Because it would look at me straight in the eyes and it was like, it wasn't even scared of me. Like, I am a human. You should be scared.
Oh my God.
And I was going to give it some sunflower seeds. And that's why I said, oh, look, I'm going to give you some sunflower seeds, little baby squirrel. And it came at me like it knew me and it didn't. So that's why I didn't like it.
You didn't like it. You screamed.
It was really scary for me. Like, I thought I was crying.
Yeah, she would. And
like, it was that scary. I never knew that I could act that scared in my life until today.
Yeah, she screamed pretty loud and it was loud.
I don't think
you've
ever seen me that scared in my life ever.
I have to agree because we were maybe like 20, 25 feet away because we were walking and you stayed behind filming.
Yeah.
And then we just hear a scream. And then we look back and Abigail's just like, help me. And we're like, wait, what? It's just a squirrel.
But it was like, it was too close to me. I was so scared.
Oh, and then you took like two steps and it still stared at you. Yeah. And then it took two steps forward.
And it kept walking forward. Like, I thought because of the rustling of the wrapper, it was a Ziploc. I thought like maybe it was familiar with it and that's why it was trying to come at me because it knew it was food. But I don't know. It was just too scary.
I tried to feed the damn squirrel and he was eating nuts on the ground. I was upset because I really wanted him to approach me and he did not.
Why is it him?
He must have thought I was smelly.
Let's talk about that.
Huh?
Why did he just assume its gender?
How?
What if it was a girl?
It was a girl.
You said him.
Oh, that's why you got offended. Oh my gosh. It
that's
approached
I said
me.
The squirrel.
It approached me, the boy. I am a boy, okay? Don't make fun of me. But it was really fun. And so we had to make a decision on going either 1 mile on the trail, continuing it, because it's a path, it's a trail, it's a walkway, whatever. And it said 1 mile or 2 miles, and we're like, okay, you know, we want to get home early so we can play some video games with our friends before someone has to go to work, which sucks. And we chose the 1 mile. We're walking for like 5 minutes, and then it finished. We were like, okay, in 20 minutes, we should finish this 1 mile.
Yeah, and like it would be a while.
Uh-huh. And we literally took a turn, like a U-turn, and then we were back to our
We were apparently wrong. We apparently completed a whole mile walking instead of one more mile coming up next.
So our trip was pretty short. Even they felt, everyone really felt it was pretty short, a short walk
or
a short hike.
I thought it was so nice. I thought it was so like nature. They described it as naturey, and I feel like it was naturey. Like, it was just green, and the water was green, so it looked so natural. And, like, in its, like, environment, like, it just thought everything was so nice. You don't see stuff like that all the time.
I didn't like it, because I took sunglasses, and there was shade, and I couldn't wear them.
It was really cold.
It was cold, because, like, it was, like, the woods. We were kind of in the woods, if you think about it.
Yeah, we were in the woods in the middle of a park.
That's actually funny now thinking about it, because we're in California, we're in the middle of the city going to this nature reserve place
in the middle of a park,
and we're in the and we actually felt weird being in the woods. We're like, whoa. But we were just having fun, though. We were just talking with our friends. And speaking about our friends, I just wanted to say, like, we've always complained. We don't have friends. And it's so difficult for us to find friends. Because, first of all, they have to kind of be a couple. No. They have to be a couple.
Yeah, for sure.
Because let's say we have one guy friend. It kind of gets annoying because I'd be like, why is he talking to you, Abigail?
Because I'm the cooler one of the two.
And then it was a girl, I don't know.
But I don't talk to her. She probably a hoe.
She might catch feelings on me.
You mean for you? I don't think so. You don't know how to talk.
I make her laugh. That leads to romance. Anyway, no love triangles over here, unfortunately. No, they would have to be a couple, you know, like, it's like couple.
Yeah, the thing is that we've always been looking for a couple that's older, that has money to go out, and that doesn't have a kid, and that they have similar interests.
Yeah, and a lot of people that you did know did have kids.
Yeah.
And work.
That's the only thing, that a lot of the people that I know, like, they're a couple, but they have kids, or, like, they're a couple, and maybe they don't have money and stuff like that.
Yeah, so
we just don't have the same
lifestyle/schedules. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, like, they're young, they're dating, and it's just fun to talk about, like, relationship stuff with them,
or just joking around. I would just like to encourage them to just still, like, really, like, focus on the fact that they're dating, because that's the funnest part out of your whole relationship. Like, that's what makes you want to be with the person. Because now that you're married, you realize, like, oh, all the funny, like, careless times were when you were dating. Now it's just like, oh, you're just with that person. Like, you don't feel the same way.
You don't feel the same way about me?
I miss you like I used to.
Dude, I'm gone for like 10 minutes. Oh, when are you coming back? I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you, but I don't miss you like I used to. Oh. Now imagine how much I used to miss you when we were dating. That's deep.
Damn, that is deep. I'm having feelings again for you. Oh my gosh.
So that's what I'm saying, like, I just like seeing them because they're dating and they still aren't in that.
Do they remind you of yourself?
I think a little bit, because I feel like it's like they're just having fun and they just want to enjoy their time.
But we're having fun too.
And they're like grown versions of
us?
Us, in a way.
How? Because they're older?
Yeah, because they're actually able to do whatever they want. So I think it's very
we
nice.
We can do whatever we want too. No, what
but
are you
I'm saying
about?
In a dating stage. Like, not being fully committed to each other, but still like wanting to be committed to each other.
I do miss that. I mean, I had like 3 babes on the side when I was with you.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying as in like how they're not married, but they still choose to be with each other.
Dude, we pretend we're dating. We pretend we're not married. I tell people I'm not married.
The reason why I like to pretend that I'm not married.
I think it takes off a lot of stress.
Yeah, it's just because it's a lot more difficult explaining the fact that I am married than just to say. Sometimes I just say my husband, but I don't explain.
Gross. And you don't explain why, because you're so young, and people will be like, why are you saying my husband? It's like, oh, well, I got married at 18. Yeah. It's like, no,
and
it's
I'm
just
only
my
21
boyfriend.
And we've been married forever. We don't know. We don't have kids. No, we're not thinking about kids. No, we don't have our own place. No,
no, we
no,
didn't
I
get married in
school.
Vegas.
No, I don't go to work. No. Like, it's so many things to explain.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, even right now, you took like 10 seconds just saying all those no's. Now, imagine not being rude to someone, having to explain just because they're wondering
why
you guys are married.
Yeah, We're together. We just say we're together.
We're together. We're dating.
Unless someone asks, we got asked, is that your sister?
Oh, my God. Are you guys sister? Well, she was hitting on me. This is a funny story. We went to the bank, and I'm a baller. You know, I had to deposit like $3,000. What?
No, it wasn't. It was two.
It was $2,000. Whatever. You know, just pocket change for me.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl, you know, she notices I go there a lot and deposit big stacks. And because Abigail was with me that day, she's like,
and I was the one with the card.
And she's like, is that
account?
No.
That's why I was there.
She was like, is that your sister?
No, I just gave her the card, and she said, who's Abigail? And I was like, oh, that's me. And she said, oh, are you guys brother and sister? And I was like, oh, no, we're married.
I was like, buzzkill, Abigail. Buzzkill, Abigail. Why you say that? She was totally wanting to, like, take you out of the picture.
And then, like, she was like, oh, it's because you guys have the same last name. And in my head, I'm like,
you're like, duh.
Like, people that get married have the same last names. But, like, I just said, it's, like, that's literally something that I've thought about before. Like, people probably think we're just brother and sister.
I know. I've thought about it so many times. Sometimes I'm like, is that my...
We're, like, little kids, and we kind of look the same.
Don't say that.
No, we don't look alike. Brian's just pale. You're ugly.
Abigail is hot like me, so that's why we look alike.
No.
Okay, Abigail's just my ugly sister.
I'm like Catherine, and you're Austin from the Ace Family. Catherine is so beautiful. Austin's just a man.
So I'm just a man.
I don't think men are beautiful. I think women are beautiful.
Are they hunky?
Catherine.
Well, okay, beautiful. Okay. Would you consider a guy handsome, hunky?
I don't think I would consider anyone hunky. I think someone that has a lot of muscle.
Like how you said, I don't consider them beautiful. What would your
maybe
adjective?
Maybe I just haven't seen a beautiful man.
That's a beautiful. You just said you would not use beautiful.
I said
beautiful.
Maybe I just haven't seen one. That's why I don't consider them.
You're looking at me right now. Why don't you say that? Arby.
I call you beautiful.
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay.
I feel call better. You beautiful all the time.
She calls me beautiful girl. I wonder if she's talking to me when she says that. If you guys know what I'm saying. Things to discuss in private now.
Anyways, what we were saying about how we have friends and how it was so hard to find friends.
Okay, so that was really important that they're a couple.
Because we have had close calls to having very close friends. Like because we used to hang out with your cousin. And she has a boyfriend. So they're a couple. But the only thing that happened there is just that
the now, time.
Yeah, there's just the times.
We could only hang out Wednesdays in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was just the scheduling. It was a little bit difficult.
And to be honest, I'm grateful that they opened their house to us and everything. But yeah, sometimes I wouldn't have mind going somewhere else or going
out?
Yeah, going out.
Oh.
They did want to recently go out.
But I really liked our house.
Because we're now hanging out with our new friends, it's kind of too much to have two pairs of friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
What?
Are you saying that now we don't have enough time for another pair of friends?
We don't, because we're trying to do, videos. We're trying to go. We don't even have time to go
How
to the gym.
How many friends does David Dobrik have?
They live with him.
It's all content.
They live with him.
That's true. He has no choice.
And they have more money than me to go out and spend.
But when we hang out with our friends, that's the thing, guys. When we go out with our friends, we don't even spend money. We go to their house and we play Mario Party. But we only spend money when we want to. When we say, let's go out to eat somewhere. But then it's a mutual agreement.
Sometimes. Yeah, but we're going out more than usual.
Because now we go with them. We don't go out by ourselves.
I guess. Well, that's then time and money. When you have friends, you know, you're going to spend time with them and you're going to spend money. Sometimes, it depends on what you guys are spending. What we did do one activity bowling.
Oh, gosh.
Bowling was the only thing that we've done where, like it's an activity like an that we have activity. To pay.
Other than hiking,
we're planning to go to Vegas, guys, and we're so happy they're going.
We're going with them to Vegas for my 21st birthday.
I know. I mean, we were already planning to go to Vegas. We've had it in the books
there's
for a
more
while.
People involved, but there's really a lot more people involved, and our friends are going. We have a really good time with them.
Oh yeah. So we're just like, okay, we're gonna go clubbing, we go gambling, or we just playing Mario Party in our hotel room, which is totally gonna be one of the activities. But because we were gonna go with your sister, or her Abigail's sister is going, her older sister that's in her.
They're kind of like our Las Vegas tour guides.
Uh huh.
Like they're still hip, but they know what's going on in Vegas.
But they're adults. Like
we were gonna go only with them, and then somehow it just spread out to inviting other people, uh-huh. And then we ended up having friends in between that time, and then now we invited them and they're going.
I think Ta-da! It's all thanks to me because I started talking to them, and it was my idea to invite them to Disneyland, and now they were like, oh my gosh, Brian is our best friend because he took us to Disneyland. Did you ever notice that? Mm-hmm. We really started hanging out after that one party, and then we took them to Disneyland.
It was
I think it was your nephew's. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it was a party where we
and
met
it was
our friends.
Like when everyone was there, and then you started talking to him about, they were talking about coding or something.
Yeah, they were talking about coding and random things.
And then you were talking about something else.
Anyway, it doesn't matter what we were talking about, but it was just so random because we were. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
And we never had hung out with them other than from parties.
Uh huh. We were gonna go.
And
they're
I've known the female part of this since I was like 8 years old.
But you never thought of her as like a friend.
Yeah, because she's just 3 years older than me and she always had her own friends. So I never considered myself to be like in her friend circle or someone she would hang out with because she always had friends.
But now because she has a boyfriend, her boyfriend has that love triangle issue that I was talking about earlier where he can't really like, it's not that they don't get along, but also the time because mm-hmm. her friends don't have time. And for him, it's kind of awkward.
For him,
it's
better to get along with you.
Yeah, and then us, we're a couple and a couple. But her other friends, like you were just saying, are just girls. But she wants to be with her boyfriend.
But sure, they're girls.
And a lot of it is when you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you have to you obviously have to prioritize them. And then if they don't feel comfortable around your friends, it's like, okay, we won't hang out with my friends as much.
Or together.
Uh-huh, exactly. But back to
like
the party.
I hang out with my friends by myself sometimes because Brian is just doesn't want to.
Who are your friends? Your sisters?
Like when I hang out with the lady or I go to like all my
I don't mind
house
the lady.
Together.
The lady's cool. She's hip and cool. But the things you guys do are not in my
Yeah, because we
range.
Go do grocery shopping. We go do errands and we go buy gifts and we go out to lunch and stuff.
Well, because when I go, I feel bad if she has to pay for me. So I don't want her to pay for me, even though I do want her to pay for
me.
Oh,
my gosh.
But then it's not right that I act dumb and don't pay for my meal when
yeah,
I
that's
can
right. you have
pay,
to
for
pay for
my
for
meal.
Yourself. That's why you can't go.
That's why I can't go. And when Abigail goes alone with her sister invites her to almost everything. They get Starbucks.
Because
they
we're
get
friends.
Food.
And like they want me to be with them because I make them happy.
And they know Abigail doesn't have a job, so they feel bad for her. And no, I'm just kidding. Don't. No, it's just the fact that they really like spending time with you. But that's an example. Oh my gosh.
What'd she do?
The dog. What'd she do? Get that dog out of here. Hi, cutie. She's bored because we're not paying attention to her.
She just dropped the Wii U and stuff.
Yeah, but she just wants our attention.
Yeah, I think that's how she figured
she, like, starts biting around. She was walking around us right now and looking at the computer. And she's like, how do I turn that off?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't doubt it. She's very malicious. Damn it. I wish I had English.
She's very smart.
She's very intelligent. Like, she knows you ignore her by using your cell phone and she'll knock it. Like if we set our cell phone and she has reach on it on like the bed, she'll throw it on the ground and she'll stare at you like, don't pick it up. And then I put my phone back again on the bed and she'll drop it again. Oh no, she's bite. Don't let her bite your shoes.
No, she's biting her bone.
Okay, that's fine. She really wants to pull it. No, she just wants attention. If we go lay down, she'll go to sleep. but yeah, we're podcasting, girl. Again,
we're talking about friends. I feel really bad leaving her when we go to our friend's house. And our friend's house, they have
another thing.
They have a baby doggy, so I want to take my baby doggy so they can be friends too.
Sometimes. Yes. Sometimes we do. Mm-hmm. But don't you feel bad about your other daughter?
Yes, that's why I told you that she should sleep in our room.
We have two dogs. One is a poodle, which, you know, she's indoors super and tiny. She's fine and tiny. And she's super smart. She throws our phones on the ground for attention. And the other one, oh my gosh, she's a German Shepherd. She's really big. And she likes to jump on you. And she would totally jump on the bed. And she just, like, she'll just push things around because she's a big dog. It's not her intention.
But she hits things with her tail. With accidentally. Her tail.
Oh, yeah. Her tail is long and strong. It goes. And just slaps around. Yeah. Anyway, back to our. I don't know. I'm just really happy we have friends. Like, all I want to talk about is my friends to other people and be like, I have friends. Do you have friends?
Me too, because then Brian, he's willing to buy me things because our friends will buy them. And then I'm like, look, they're buying this. Why don't you buy me something?
That is a marketing thing. I learned that when I was marketing. Like, I forgot the actual term. It's not peer pressure, but it's like when you're in a group. Kind of an influence because you're with a group and you're like, they're spending money. Like today they got Starbucks and we got Starbucks.
Which I could have lived without because it ended up being a mocha. And my dumb self, I used to work at Jack in the Box. I used to make mochas. Like I forgot that it had coffee inside. I thought it was going to be chocolate.
Usually we get like a caramel frappuccino, which has.
No, we don't. That's gross because I don't like.
I get a caramel. Oh, no. Like when we share a coffee. Drink, we get a green tea.
Green tea frap.
We get something in the middle where we
think fruity
compromise. Yeah. Because Abigail doesn't like coffee or chocolate or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. As a drink. So they got a drink. They got coffee and a cake pop. And so Abigail's like, oh, I want a cake pop too.
I want my cake pop.
And then I had to buy her a cake pop.
I love my cake pop.
I know. My gosh. Anyway, so that's.
And I got into them because of my older sister. Oh. Because she takes me to Starbucks and she always buys cake pops. And they taste so good. But they're so expensive. They're almost $3 each.
Each. The only way to get a good deal is when you buy 2 for $5. Like,
I can literally buy a big bag of Cheetos. But I'm quitting, so I can't.
Yeah,
I'm working. Doing a really good job.
You are. We're actually doing really good on our health. Despite our. Lacking.
And I'm giving you good food.
Yeah.
We can make this a different talk about how we're
I think that should
healthy.
Be our next podcast. Nutrition 101. Yeah.
Guys, and also our friends were a big influence on being healthier.
Yeah, because
they actually go to the gym.
They made
us feel very shameful.
Like we'll have a day to. We plan like a Monday or Tuesday to hang out in the afternoons, and we'll set the time for like 6 o'clock. And once it's around 6 o'clock, she'll like message us like, "Oh, I'm still at the gym. Sorry, guys. Like, can we move it to 6:30?" And we're just like, "Whoa, you know?" She's
at the gym.
She's at the gym, and she's kind of putting that authority. Like, well, like, I'm not there.
I have to be at the gym.
Yeah. And we're just like, oh, we didn't go to the gym because we wanted to hang out.
That's honestly what I think. We had to hang out so we couldn't go to the gym.
Yeah, we're like, we made plans to hang out, so we didn't go to the gym. And then they're like, oh, we're at the gym. We're almost done. And then they're like, we're just going to go home and shower. And I'm just like, oh, I guess I could have gone to the gym too.
But that's why we're going now.
Yeah, we're going now.
We should have gone today.
I ran.
Oh, but we went hiking.
I did exercise. Oh, we went. Oh, yeah. That's part of their motive.
Part of our routine now. We go hiking on Saturdays. Or they want something that has to do with activities or moving or doing something on Saturdays.
To the point where even their parents want to get involved because they're like, they're jealous of us.
Because we go hiking every week.
Because we go hiking. Everybody's jealous. Like Abigail's sister that wants Abigail to hang out with them. I tell her like, oh, you're jealous that we have friends and we don't hang out with you anymore. Because we would hang out with them.
But she's not. She said she was really happy that we have friends now.
Yes, but it's a joke. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, they took us to dinner, and I was like, oh, you're trying to win me back? And I was selling that to my brother-in-law. I'm like, you want to win me back? And he was just like, no. I was like, oh.
If anything, he doesn't have to take you out when you
win. I know he doesn't. He paid for us. So I was like, probably shouldn't have said that then. But it's cool. I took him to Disneyland the other day. One day. I think I'm really actually happy that, like, since I have Disneyland passes, that I can get them in. And it's really like a good payback, because like I said, they take out Abigail, like her sister takes her out. They take her out, or sometimes they'll invite us to dinner
or to their house
for food or movie nights. And that's kind of my way of like, oh, I can at least pay you guys back by doing these type of favors, like taking you guys to Disneyland or drunk. Because since we're kind of the younger couple, or we're like Abigail's her little sister, it's kind of hard to fit in or kind of hard to pay back, especially where it's like they know
that we're not as well off as they.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So I think that's why they see it. It's like, oh no, we got it, and it's like, eh, it's so embarrassing, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't felt this happy in a good while. I'm very surprised.
I just feel like, I feel like the whole update for this podcast needs to be, we're doing a podcast now because we're feeling good and we're feeling happier. We're feeling more achieved, more productive and efficient. And our whole life, I just feel like it's starting to turn around and we're starting to be happier, just enjoying every moment, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, we're starting to just make the best out of what we have right now. Yeah. Just hoping that we can someday, obviously, do better or have better, but just enjoying what we have right now.
Oh, totally. Because I have to say, like, before I was very, I am.
A pessimistic person.
I was very stingy. That's what I was going to say, stingy. Because, like, let's say I'm working right now. So I'm working and working. And, like, I would not spend money. I would spend money on, like, I would be very cheap, and I would just want to save up everything.
He wouldn't take me out.
Yeah, I wouldn't take out Abigail. We would have conflicts.
Say that we couldn't go out to eat anywhere and stuff. And now because of our friends, like, they used to say, like, oh, we know you don't like to spend, like, money on food. So you don't have to go out with us, like, if you don't want to, when they invited us out to eat. Or they're like, oh, I know we're making you waste money, but, like, you don't have to. Like, if you guys don't want anything, we can just go home. And he's starting to say yes.
But it's because, like, it's different. Like I said, I was very stingy. Like, I felt like I needed to have every penny I earned and not spend it. Because, like, I worked really hard for it. And in my mind, I only wanted to spend it on, like, YouTube and podcasts. Because, like, this podcast, like, I bought everything. We bought the mics, the webcams, we bought the stands. We try to buy everything good. And I have that dumb mentality where it's like, oh, I need the best to become the best. But it's like, no, like, we could have started a long time ago with, like, Finzi mics, and it doesn't even matter. It's like, as long as we enjoy doing it and our company and, like, living our lives in the best way. And, like, now we are, because we're trying to do, we've made a lot of changes to be happy and to actually make time for, like, our friends and make time to work out and make time to do YouTube. And, for example, Abigail doesn't have a job right now, and it does affect our income, but it doesn't affect it as much as it doesn't bother
it
us.
It hasn't affected our lifestyle.
Our lifestyle, which we've improved rather than gone back. Which is obviously the point.
Yeah, because now we actually have time to go out. I would work all the time, and I was always tired, and we never went out anywhere, and we didn't have friends. And all we did was have money and go out shopping every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that was all.
But, like, even the things that we bought didn't make us happy. It was, like, whatever. And, like, even now, I kind of feel funny. Like, to be honest, if you haven't noticed, like, we'll go out with our friends. And I'm wearing a new jacket because that was one thing I like to buy. I like to buy sweaters and jackets of, like, just in general. And he's like, nice sweater.
He likes to buy branded stuff, guys.
And he'd be like, nice sweater. And I'd be like, oh, cool. You know, like, someone noticed. And then the next week, oh, nice sweater. Like, I'd be wearing a different sweater. Like, this has happened, like, 5 times already. Like, oh, nice sweater. Oh, nice. And, like, it makes me feel good. But before, like, we said, like, we would buy things for ourselves. But it was just for ourselves. Like, no one cared. But like now that we have friends and like the sweater doesn't matter to me any like than what it used to matter to me.
You see, it's kind of like you have things, but then if you don't have anyone to share it with, then it doesn't matter. It's not as special.
Uh-huh.
So now if when we have the Nintendo Switch and you buy all the games and we have everything, and now it's special because we get to play with someone and we get to have fun. So now it's special.
Yeah.
Now it matters.
Or like I started live streaming too, and like I found friends online.
But you see, it's not all about money. It's not all about what we have, because we have everything we could ever want. Literally, unless we want like a Gucci something or like something like
that's
that.
That's way off our budget anyway.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I guess we could save, be stingy and not spend to buy it.
No, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, that we can have, like, we have literally everything we could need or want. Unless we want like, you know, diamond earrings or Gucci this or Gucci that, you know?
So. Maybe one day. I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I think I would. That's too much. I think I would. I even thought about, like, I like watching David Dobrik's vlogs. And a lot, what inspired me also to continue this podcast again.
Girl.
Doggy, stop. What inspired me to do this podcast again is how he has his podcast and how he jokes around with his co-host and how they have fun with it. And I'm like, I want to have fun with it. And it's a lot of good memories because, like, you can listen
like
back.
We can literally go back and listen to everything. That's why I like the YouTube videos too, because we have so many memories that we don't have on cameras. We don't have on hard drives. We don't have on SD cards. They're on YouTube.
Yeah, and like it's like looking back at our first videos, we go back and laugh. Like we have these ridiculous,
they're so bad and cringy,
but they're so funny because it's like, oh, that's me, like haha, that's me, and you can see how we've improved and
how we've changed.
We've changed, and when we were making those first videos, we were having fun. But what happened? Then I ruined it because
Brian started making it about numbers and what people want and what it's getting people's attention and stuff,
and like then that totally ruined us because again I was following the numbers
what
and blah
he
blah
thought he needed to be and or I, what we needed to do.
So if you look back in our YouTube history, like in our videos, we have like a whole year of no uploads. So it's like, damn, we missed a lot of videos we could have created or memories for us that we could have
captured and saved,
and now it's crazy that we don't have it. And it is upsetting because like we'll see our first videos and we're like, hey, I remember that day, or hey, that was cool, or we did like an unboxing on a hat and it got views and it's like, oh cool, you know, like.
And we think about how dumb it was that we bought those things too.
Yeah,
I do.
I guess so. Well, some things, but anyway, it's just life's great. I don't know.
I feel like now I'm starting to feel that way. Before, I always be like, what am I doing? Like, how am I living life? Like, I always thought, I'm not living life. Like, I'm not doing anything with my life.
Yeah, I think we would question ourselves. Like, we didn't go to school. Our jobs are very low-entry jobs that barely keep us
settled. Yeah, like, I don't know how to do, like, Excel. And I was like, oh, I'm a failure. I don't know how to use a computer. I don't know how to use Microsoft Office or Microsoft whatever the heck.
If we end up with a kid, we're screwed because we have to pay for it. Oh, gosh. And that's another big thing I think we should talk about in another day is, like, what a kid can how it can collapse.
Obviously, if we were to have a kid, we'd be happy, but we're just not planning on having one now.
Oh, yeah. No. But yeah, I would be happy, but then it's like, okay, how do I take advantage of this kid? What talents does he have, huh?
I said, don't put it like that.
Well, I've told everyone. I even told our friends, if we have a kid, I have to exploit it because it ain't gonna pay for itself, but it is. this is interesting. Hey, that's that. Oh, because Abigail was petting the dog right now. It was funny because I'm like, hey, that's another thing we share in common with our friends. They have a dog and we have a dog. You brought it up earlier.
Yeah.
But like the affection and emotion that you have towards your pets is also something that you share in common.
She loves her baby doggy.
I love my
baby doggies.
They're so cute. And expensive. She spent a lot of money on her dog because it had an accident. And everybody was saying, oh, that... well, her grandma was saying, like, oh, the dog probably should have died because that was too much money.
I don't like that. I don't think it's funny because imagine if
I know, I know, I know. I would be upset. I know, I would, I would, no, I would do the same thing she did. I would pay like anything that to make her feel get better. I'm just laughing at the grandma. I'm not laughing with the grandma. I'm laughing at the, I'm angry at the grandma. I don't want to see her anymore. Oh my gosh. She's off my friends list now. Not getting her a gift this Christmas. You want to add anything else or you think we can wrap it up?
No, I think we pretty much said everything else unless we're going to be here for like 3 hours or something. Like we've been talking about our friends and our friends' lives and this and that for our a friends. Long time.
And my life is so good. I'm sorry about your guys' life. I'm just kidding, guys. Thank you guys for listening, honestly. Now let's read us.
I don't think our friends listen to our podcast, but I want to put this out there. I want to do gift exchange with our friends.
I thought you were going to say something crazy.
Either gift exchange.
You know, like how people have fetishes? Like,
or we can give them a gift.
That'd be cool. We should bring it up. Wait.
So, what if we just give them a gift?
Wait. No. I
like a secret Santa. Like we switch names.
But just between us four?
Yeah. Or we can include Caro and Javier.
Yeah, because they apparently. Okay, so our friend's sibling. Sister, her sister's our age.
Yeah.
She's our age. Because our friends are older than us. But her. Anyway, and they were saying that they're feeling left out.
But that's why I said we tried to invite them. But I thought after that, I thought after they couldn't make it, I thought they, like.
Couldn't make it.
Like, I thought we just didn't have the right schedules and stuff.
Which we don't, so.
Because we haven't invited them to anything yet.
I guess. Anyway, it was that party was fun that we went with everyone. Guys, check it out. It's on Abigail's channel. We went to a party with all our friends. It was
a Halloween party.
It was awesome. It was so fun. Now a message from our sponsor.
Come on. You, because you're the one providing all the money.
Oh my god. No, thank me then. Thank me for this podcast that I would like to.
No. Anyways, guys, but with this podcast, we hope you guys get that.
I hope you guys
be happy with friends or family or someone you like to hang out with.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our thesis of this podcast.
Our theme.
Our plot. I was never good at English, guys. My English papers were terrible. So this is going to be our...
That was our theme, our topic for today. Our topic for a lot of our videos because a lot of our life now goes around how we hang out with friends now. And now we have people to spend time with and people to hang out with and people to go and buy stuff with.
And be happy. Like, honestly, be happy because, like how we were trying to also say, we used to be very loners. Like lonely, we had each other. But that's what Abigail touched earlier. She said, we're married, but it's like... Oh, we're married. And it's like, then we became loners. It's like we're just one person that can't reach out.
Yeah.
And express themselves. That sounds so sad. It was sad. No, and that's what we were feeling. But that's why
I like
doing
my videos because I think like in my videos, it's like I get to share. Like when, like today, I was thinking like, I'm through my videos, even with the people I don't talk to or hang out with, like my family or stuff, or maybe I can't express my feelings to people face to face. Like I can do it to the camera and basically all those people are watching my videos and they know how I feel and they know what I'm thinking because I published it and it's there.
So they need to back off. Right, Abigail? Right.
No, they need to watch my videos.
You're like, no, click on my ads. What?
It's at Abigail's Life on YouTube. So
this podcast was sponsored by Abigail's Life. Here we have Abigail. Thank you, Abigail.
You're welcome.
No, thank me. And I would like to thank Brian that says he can't make up his mind on what to name his YouTube channel. So we're just going to thank Brian, our superstar sponsor who provides all the cash in this household. What?
But I put a lot of money.
Yeah, Abigail worked really hard. Really, really hard.
And that's why you could have a savings. Or else there would be no way you would have a savings or money to pay anything.
No, my 401k would just be less than what it is right now. What?
Oh my gosh.
That girl might not have looked at me that same way. What? Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much
for listening in on to the podcast of Agari and me. Again, me being Agari and Brian being the me part,
the sexy me.
So I hope you guys stay tuned for the next podcast, and this time we're actually going to be posting more frequently.
Totally.
Even if Brian doesn't want to.
Totally.
So go ahead and follow us.
Honestly, the best way to reach our content that's pretty relatable to the podcast is Abigail's channel, which is Abigail's Life. Go check it out. Subscribe, guys. And also subscribe to this podcast if you're listening.
Thank you guys for listening.